由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is a delight and joy to have you tune in today.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
We always look forward to bringing you a new series of messages as we will today.
我们一直都很希望好像今日这样，每日都能够为你带来新的系列信息。
And we will begin with selective messages from the Psalms.
而从今日开始，我哋要从诗篇里面，圣经旧约嘅诗篇里面拣一啲嘅信息出嚟同你分享。
Jesus said that the world would hate Christians.
耶稣讲过呢个世界系将要仇恨基督徒。
Because they hated him first.
因为佢哋首先憎耶稣啊。
And Psalm 2 tells us that the world hated Jesus 1,000 years before he was born in Bethlehem.
而诗篇第二篇告诉我们，在耶稣降生在伯利恒之前的1,000年，这个世界已经很憎耶稣了。
If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 2 to read it with us.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开旧约的诗篇第二篇，让我们一起来看看旧约的诗篇第二篇。
Turn to Psalm 2, beginning with verse 1.
请你翻开诗篇第二篇，我们从第一节开始去看看。
Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain?
外邦为什么要争闹呢？万民为什么要谋算一些虚妄的事呢？
The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
世界上面所有的君王一起起来同他的臣仆一起去商议，要敌挡耶和华和他的受膏者。
Let's break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters.
他们说我们啊，要挣开耶和华的捆绑和锁链，要脱去他们的绳索。
The one enthroned in heaven laughs, the Lord scoffs at them.
那个坐在天上面的上帝必然去发笑，上帝要嗤笑他们。
Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying,
那个时候他就要在愤怒里面去责备这群人，在烈怒里面去惊吓他们。
I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
他说我已经将我的王立在石安，我的圣山上面了。
I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have become your father.
受膏者说我要传圣旨，耶和华曾经对我讲话，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession.
你求我的时候，我就会将列国赐给你，成为你的基业，将地极赐给你，成为你的田产。
You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them in pieces like pottery.
我们见到你一定要用铁杖去打烂他们，你必定会打碎他们，好像摇杖打碎他的瓦器一样。
Therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth.
现在你们的君王应该醒悟，你们世界上面的审判官应该受管教。
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice in trembling.
你们应当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you be destroyed in your way.
你们应该去亲嘴，向你的儿子亲嘴，以免他发怒的时候，你们就在道里面去灭亡。
For the wrath can flare up in a moment.
因为他的怒气即将要发作。
Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
但是凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Psalm 2 is one of the clearest messianic prophecies in the Old Testament.
诗篇第二篇是旧约里面最清晰的弥赛亚预言之一。
It is promised about the Lord Jesus Christ 1,000 years before he was born.
在耶稣基督降生一千年之前，他已经预言了主耶稣的到来。
In this psalm, there are four speakers.
在这篇诗篇里面有四个的发言人。
Each of them speaks for three verses.
每一个人都讲了三节。
The first speaker is in verses 1-3.
一至三节是第一个发言人讲的。
And it is the voice of the narrator.
他是用一个叙述者的身份讲的。
The second speaker is in verses 4-6.
四至六节是第二个发言人讲的。
And it is the voice of God the Father.
他是用圣父的身份讲的。
The third speaker is in verses 7-9.
第三个发言人呢是第七至九节。
And it is the voice of God the Son.
他是用圣子的身份讲的。
The fourth speaker and the final verses.
最尾那几节呢，就是第四个发言人讲的。
It is the voice of God the Holy Spirit.
是用圣灵的身份讲的。
There is another way I want to explain this so you can remember it.
那为了让你更加容易去记住这段的圣经的解释，我想用第二个方式去解释。
First, there is man's defiance to God's authority.
第一部分就是讲人对上帝主权的蔑视。
Secondly, there is the Father's displeasure over man's rebellion.
第二部分就是讲到父上帝对背叛者的不悦。
Thirdly, there is the dominion over the earth by God the Son.
第三部分就讲到圣子的权柄是遍布全地。
Finally, there is the Spirit's deliverance of those who turn to Jesus Christ.
最后就是讲到圣灵是释放所有愿意投靠耶稣基督的人。
In Psalm 2, you will see evidence of the Trinity in the Old Testament.
所以你想想，通过诗篇第二篇，你已经能够看到在旧约里面那个三位一体真正上帝的证据。
Some people say that the Trinity is a New Testament idea.
有人说三位一体是新约的概念。
But that's false teaching.
但是这样说是错误的。
Although the Trinity is not fully revealed in the Old Testament,
虽然三位一体的概念咁嘅神学喺旧约里面冇好清楚咁样去显明出嚟。
But we see it when God said, "Let's go and make man according to our own image."
但系当你见到上帝话我哋要照住我哋嘅形象去做人嘅时候，我哋就明白点解上帝要话我哋呢个嘅启示啦。
He was talking in the voice of the Trinity.
原来上帝系用三位一体嘅身份讲紧说话。
And Psalm 2 is the clearest revelation of the Holy Trinity.
而诗篇第二篇好清晰咁样展明咗神圣嘅三位一体。
This revelation was made 1,000 years before Christ was revealed.
喺基督降生之前嘅一千年，其实已经有咗咁样嘅启示。
It was made 1,000 years before the Holy Spirit was given to the earth.
喺圣灵如火降临之前一千年，已经有咁样嘅启示。
Psalm 2 is one of the most quoted psalms in the New Testament.
喺新约里面，诗篇第二篇亦都系被引用次数最多嘅诗篇经节之一。
And that is because this psalm found its true fulfillment in the New Testament.
咁样亦都因为呢篇诗篇喺新约里面得到真实嘅应验。
So first, let's hear the narrator's voice.
首先让我们来听一下这个叙述者所讲的说话。
He speaks of man's defiance of God's authority.
他讲到人类蔑视上帝的主权。
But first, let me ask you a question.
但是让我先来问你一个问题。
Have you ever asked yourself why Christians are persecuted everywhere?
你有没有问过自己为什么基督徒去到哪里都会受迫害呢？
Or why do people hate God so much?
或者问过点解人咁憎上帝呢？
Why do people resent God's son so much?
点解人类咁憎上帝嘅儿子呢？
Or why do people plot against the authority of God's word？
点解人类总系鍾意谋算去抵挡上帝话语嘅权柄呢？
And why do people protest against God's appointed commandments？
点解人类咁抗拒上帝所颁布嘅律法呢？
Have you ever asked yourself these questions？
唔知道你有冇试过咁样问自己呢啲问题呢？
I want to give you an answer to these questions.
我想为这些问题提供一些答案。
But first, I want to tell you something important.
但是首先，我想告诉你一些很重要的事。
There is an important word in verse 1 of Psalm 2.
我们在诗篇第二篇第一节里面有一些很重要的词语的。
The word is meditation.
在这里呢，这个词就是叫做默想。
Meditation means imagination or plotting.
默想的意思是想象或者谋算。
I want you to contrast that word with the same word found in Psalm 1.
我希望你将它和诗篇第一篇的其中一个字呢去比较一下。
In the original language, it's exactly the same word.
因为在原文里面它是同样的一个词来的。
Psalm 1 says,Blessed is the man who meditates upon the word of God.
在诗篇第一篇里面，他说，为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这个人就是有福了。
This is the same word as I told you from Psalm 2.
这个的思想和第二篇的默想呢，是同一个字来的。
In Psalm 1, it says that the godly meditate upon God's word.
诗篇第一篇所讲的就是敬虔的人是默想上帝的话语。
In Psalm 2, it says the ungodly meditate on how to get rid of God.
在诗篇第二篇呢，则是讲到不敬虔的人是怎样谋算去排斥上帝。
Psalm 1 says that the godly imagine good things and godly thoughts.
诗篇第一篇就强调默想美善的事和敬虔的思维。
But in Psalm 2 says, the ungodly imagine ways to defy God.
但是诗篇第二篇就讲到不敬虔的人是怎样想办法来违背上帝。
In Psalm 1, the hearts of the godly are filled with thoughts of glorifying God.
诗篇第一篇里面说敬虔的人心里面充满着荣耀上帝的思想。
But in Psalm 2, the hearts of the ungodly are filled with thoughts of undermining the authority of the Word of God.
但是在诗篇第二篇，不敬虔的人心里面想紧是乜嘢呢？他们谋算紧怎样诋毁上帝话语的权柄。
In Psalm 1, the godly take their stand upon the Word of God.
在诗篇第一篇，敬虔的人是持守上帝的话语的。
But in Psalm 2, the ungodly take their stand upon falsehood.
但是在诗篇第二篇里面，不敬虔的人追求的是谬误。
When it comes to the defiance of God, ungodly people may hate each other.
当他们开始蔑视上帝的时候，不敬虔的人开始互相憎恶。
But they unite through the commonality of hating God.
但是他们因为仇恨上帝又会联合成为同一阵线。
And the psalmist warned us of this 3,000 years ago.
诗篇作者在3000年之前已经警戒过我们了。
God's morals are repugnant to the ungodly.
就是上帝所定的道德标准是同不敬虔的人是背道而驰的。
They cannot stand God's word, so they want to change it.
他们不能够接受上帝的话语，所以他们想改变上帝的话语。
The restraints have been broken.
他们的禁锢已经被打破了. Now
I want to say a word to the Christians.
而家我想对所有嘅基督徒讲一句说话。
When you begin to think that what you want is more important than what is in the Word of God,
当你开始认为你所想要的比上帝的话语更加重要的时候，
you are doing what the heathens are doing.
你就是在做那些不信的人所做的事情。
When you neglect and ignore the Word of God,
当你开始疏忽，开始不重视上帝的话语的时候，
you are doing what the heathens are doing.
你就是做那群不信的人所做的事。
When you neglect your prayer life,
当你忽视你的祷告生活的时候，
you are doing what the heathens are doing.
你就是在做那些不信的人所做的事。
How does God react to this?
那你说上帝怎样去回应呢？
Look at verses 4, 5 and 6 of Psalm 2.
那就让我们来看下诗篇第二篇的第四到六节了。
There is one thing that God is not doing.
那原来上帝是有些事没做的。
He is not wringing his hands in heaven.
上帝就没有在他的地方冇喺天堂里面去捽手啊、抌脚咁样。
He is not saying, "Oh no, what am I going to do?"
佢冇话，哎呀，我应该点做呢
？He is not worrying about the people who are rejecting his son.
佢冇因为嗰啲拒绝佢嘅儿子嘅人烦恼。
This is one thing he is not doing.
原来上帝系冇咁样做噶。
The Bible said that God laughs and he scoffs at the ungodly.
在诗篇第二篇里面，圣经咁话，佢话上帝必然发笑，必然嗤笑呢啲唔敬虔嘅人。
Now, let me help you to understand why God laughs.
嗱，而家让我嚟帮你理解一下，点解上帝要发笑呢？
Well, imagine an elephant's reaction when he is challenged by a mouse.
你就可以想下，当一只老鼠企喺度话大笨象，我要挑战你咁嘅时候，大象会有啲乜嘢反应呢
？Now you'll understand what I'm trying to say。
嗱，而家我谂你就明白点解我要咁样讲啦。
If the ungodly think that they can get rid of God's son，
如果唔敬虔嘅人认为佢可以排除上帝嘅儿子嘅时候
，they might as well。Try to reach out into the skies and pull down the stars.
他们就好像以为自己可以去天上面摘星星一样。
If they think they can get rid of God out of life,
如果他们以为可以从生命里面丢弃上帝的话，
Let them pull down the sun and the moon.
那就让他们去摘太阳、摘月亮回来啦。
If they think they can get rid of God's Messiah out of life,
如果他们以为他们可以将上帝的尼赛亚拎开离开他们的生命的话，
Let them reach to the heavens and destroy the galaxies.
那就让他们去天上毁坏个银河系啦。
If they think they can get rid of God's appointed redeemer,
如果他们认为自己可以摆脱上帝所命定的救赎主的话，
Let them control the rain and the storms and the floods.
那你不如让你去控制雨天、控制风暴、控制洪水啦。
If they think they can throw God out of life,
如果你以为可以从生命里面排挤上帝出去的话，
Let them stop the droughts and the hurricanes and the earthquakes.
那不如你去制止旱灾、制止台风、制止地震啦。
If they think they can get rid of God's own revelation to the world,
如果他们以为他们可以摆脱上帝对这个世界的亲自的启示的话，
Let them put the ocean in a bucket.
那就让他们将海洋装在水桶里面。
The psalmist said that God does not hide from them.
诗篇作者说上帝并没有向他们隐藏。
He does not look down to count the enemies that he is up against.
他甚至冇低头数算他要面临的敌人。
The Bible said that God doesn't even get out of his seat.
圣经说上帝甚至冇离开他的宝座。
He sits in his seat and he laughs at them.
上帝坐在他的宝座上面去嘲笑那群人。
He laughs at those who think that they can get rid of him.
他嘲笑那些自己以为可以摆脱上帝的人。
This is the only time in the Bible that says God laughs.
这个是唯一一次圣经说上帝去笑啊。
This is a laugh of derision.
但是这一次的笑呢更加是嘲笑。
With all of our technologies and all of our sciences,
原来我们所有的科学所有的技术
With all of our skills and with all of our talents,
加上我们所有的才能所有的技巧
With all of our innovations,
所有的发明
With all of our creativities,
我们所有的创造所有的创作
With all of our big talk,We are only one breath away from being dust of the earth.
你想想我们是这样在车大炮口出狂言，如果我们没了呼吸的话，就只不过是地上面的尘土。
Our very breath is on lease from God.
你想想我们每一口呼每一口吸都是从上帝那里借回来的。
He can click his finger and take the lease away and you and I are dead.
他只要喐一喐手指话我唔借俾你啦，咁嘅时候你同我都死梗啦。
Sometimes I want to laugh just like God.
有时我都想好似上帝咁样去笑噶。
When I hear people talk about the power of man,
尤其是当我听到话人定胜天，人点样克服唔到大自然啫
？I want to laugh like God.
我就好想好似上帝一样去发笑。
Look at verse 5 of Psalm 2.
希望你可以睇下诗篇第二篇第五节。
It is a powerful verse, and I will tell you what it means.
我想俾你听到呢一节系非常之有力嘅诗句，特别想话俾你听佢嘅意思。
Let's read it first.
让我先嚟读一下诗篇第二篇嘅第五节，嗰度话。那个时候他要在怒中去责备这群人，在烈怒里面去惊吓这一群人。
It describes the time when the last peal of God's chilling laughter dies away.
他描述当上帝那份令人胆寒的嘲笑的声音渐渐消逝的时候。
His laughter will be replaced by the rising tide of fearful holy wrath.
代替他的嗤笑而来的将要是潮水一样涌来的烈怒。
My listening friend, I want you please to listen carefully.
各位亲爱的朋友，我希望你仔细留心去听。
When God's patience runs out, it will give way to justice.
当上帝的忍耐去到尽头的时候，上帝的审判就要来到了。
And I pray for that day to come.
而我亦都祈求上帝嘅审判早日嚟到。
When that day comes, those who want to despise God's son,
因为到嗰日嘅时候，嗰啲轻视上帝儿子嘅人
，those who deny the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ,
嗰啲否认主耶稣基督神圣嘅人
，those who have scorned the virgin birth,
嗰啲嘲笑童贞女受孕生子嘅人。
Those who have denied the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
那些拒绝承认耶稣基督复活的人
,those who have wanted to live their lives their way, not God's way,
那些只是愿意偏行己路按照自己心意生活不按照上帝心意生活的人
,those who have shed innocent blood,
那些曾经流过无辜人的血的人
,they will stand alone without defense,
他们将要独自地面对上帝的审判而没有任何狡辩的余地。
The Bible describes how they react on the day of judgment.
圣经描述了他们怎样在审判的日子面对的境况。
And I say that not with joy, but with sorrow in my heart.
我讲到这里的时候其实是满心的悲哀而没有任何的快乐。
Some people will have to go through the day of judgment.
因为每一个人都要经过那一日的审判。
The Bible describes the day of judgment as a dreadful and great day.
圣经描述啊，审判日是一日可怕的日子，又是叫做大日，即是很重要的日子。
On the day of judgment, the rulers of the earth will be running from mountain to mountain.
在审判的那一日，世界上面所有的统治者都会躲在山窿和岩石窿里面。
They will cry out to the rocks saying,
他们会向着山和岩石去哭喊说
Fall on us, cover us from the face of him who sits on the throne.
你就山不如冧啦，倾倒喺我哋身上，冚住我哋，免得我哋俾嗰个坐喺宝座上面嘅上帝见到，同埋要面对羔羊嘅愤怒。
There is only one person who can deliver you from the day of judgment.
只有一个人能够将你从审判日里面解救出嚟。
There is only one person who can save you from this dreadful judgment.
只有一个人能够将你去脱离可怕嘅审判。
His name is Jesus.
佢嘅名就系耶稣。
Is he your savior?
唔知道耶稣今日系咪你嘅救主呢？
He can be today.
其实耶稣今日就能够成为你嘅救主。
Will you come to him?
不知道你愿不愿意来到耶稣的面前呢？
Will you ask him to be your savior today?
今日你愿不愿意耶稣成为你自己的救主呢？
He is already knocking on the door of your heart.
他今日就在你的心里面去敲你的心门。
Will you open the door of your heart?
你愿不愿意打开你的心呢？
It is our prayer that you would say yes to Jesus.
我哋两个都不断会为你祈祷，希望你能够对耶稣话我愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿你喺下次嘅天路导向嘅时间继续收听我哋嘅节目，愿主赐福俾你。各位听众朋友，记住，我哋一定要去跟随耶稣基督，先至能够面对呢一个嘅审判。每一个人喺终极嘅日子里面，都系要面对上帝嘅审判。但系只有我哋相信耶稣基督，佢先至会成为我哋嘅避难所，佢先至会为我哋去祈祷。我哋相信耶稣基督嘅时候，耶稣基督因为在十字架上面所流的宝血，所写的身体，是将我们的罪恶都一一去赦免。所以今日希望你就能够去相信耶稣基督，去认识耶稣基督，因为他是你的救主。各位亲爱的朋友，我们在下次的天路导向里面会继续看到诗篇的第二篇的内容，希望诗篇第二篇的内容亦都能够成为你的帮助，能够见到很多时候真的很多人拒绝上帝，但是一定要归回去上帝那里，因为上帝才是真实的主宰，才能够带你脱离困难，带你脱离审判的主宰。相信耶稣基督，今日你就能够得着福气。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次的天路导向的时间希望你继续收听，也都希望你能够写信给我们，或者电邮给我们，甚至上到去我们良友电台的网站 www.liangyou.net 和我们交流。再见。